Okay, you were talking about this fire room. What do you call the piece of, it's usually brickwork around the roof. What do you refer to that?
Chimney.
Right. And what do you call the open place?
You mean there where, oh, it's taking yeah. that in, isn't it?
What do you call the open place, right? Or right down there, what's that?
The hearth?
Right, the hearth.
I thought you were talking about the fire jam up there, but that's the mantle,
okay.
But fire jam is right up above, there, right along in there, and then the hearth, of course, is down here, and we always had big dog irons. And
which piece is the fire jam?
There in front, isn't it? It's what we always called
it.
No, yeah, right in there. Uh-huh.
This is it? Okay.
Uh-huh. That's what we call it, fire jam.
And what do you call it that holds the logs?
Oh, and irons. We call them dog irons.
Oh, really?
Out there in the country, yes. They're really andirons, but they were made out of just iron,
uh-huh.
you know. Not like them, but they were big old heavy long things, and they had huge fireplaces because they heated with a fireplace instead of a stove when I was growing up. And we'd have big old log fires, you know, and we'd have a backlog, a big backlog. Then we'd have
what's the backlog?
They'd always get it out of something that would stay, you know, for a long time. Wouldn't just burn up quick. And
what do you call the stuff that you usually want to start a fire with?
Oh, kindling.
Okay. Are there different types?
Pine, mostly, to kindle with.
How about the stuff, it's not always real common, but when you pull up a tree, the roots that are really very good for starting fires.
Well, now we use that mostly for wash water, wood, you know, wood
uh-huh.
to kindle around the kettle outside.
Uh-huh.
And brush, we've used brush.
Uh-huh.
And but those, the kindling was just plain pine, you know. We find little pine knots
mm-hmm.
around in the woods
mm-hmm.
and save them and
mm-hmm.
bring them in and split them up and have them nice and dry. And
mm-hmm.
you could start a fire real
mm-hmm.
easy. Well, you needed to in a real cool house
right.
like that. Didn't have it heated like we do now.
What do you call the stuff at the bottom of the fireplace that falls?
Ashes.
Okay.
And we had to clean those out every once in a while. We'd leave enough, though, to bury our fire with, you know, to usually try to keep fire through the night. And then next morning, that big old backlog, you could just rake them big fine coals out, you know, and just throw on a dry piece or two of wood and then throw your green on, and boy, you could have a fire then.
What do you call the ash that's very light in color? I don't know whether it's what's left and you know, when the fire goes out, or when the log burns out.
Oh, the embers?
Right. But the type of
coals
soot
or
that
embers.
You'll find around there.
Soot. You don't have too much soot. It's mostly just ashes.
Well,
soot comes from the coal, you know.
But like when a fire that's burned down, there's just nothing left.
Nothing
what's
but
left is
just the coals. Yeah.
But
embers.
If they're not even coals, there's nothing but ash. What kind of ash do you call that? Like white ash.
Yeah, well, that